Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Charmin, the inventor of Rockulox, your first and only healthy hair accessory. Curl Friends, KURLFRENZ.com. Check us out. You know, I had to get on today because I get so frustrated, and I really need to take some of that aggravation, frustration, and, you know, and go to the tablet and talk to y'all. Because here's the problem. I am now convinced more than ever that so many African Americans, the younger group, y'all don't get it. Y'all really don't get it. Because you're ready to tear up the town, have police everywhere if this guy, this officer, didn't get convicted. Now, I just want one person, maybe three, to explain to me, tearing up your neighborhood, how is that going to help? Because obviously, y'all don't know there's something called insurance. Insurance. And if you don't think that folks keep insurance, see, y'all might not keep any, but I promise you, folks with good sense keep insurance, okay? Because just like the West Side and parts of the South Side are tore up, see, when you have these poverties, these pockets of poverty where folks tore it up, guess what? The folks who own those buildings got their insurance money and said, now you deal with it. And here it's been 60 years and the West Side is still tore up because nobody wants to put money back into a place that the insurance company, of course, they're going to make their money. They're going to make it higher. But cut it out. It serves you no purpose. You want to hurt somebody, bring your tail to school and get educated. Go to school. Tearing up the city where you live, tearing up what belongs and where your children go to school and have to walk past these old dilapidated buildings. What is your point? Please tell me what is your point, because there is none. Do not tear up the city every time something goes wrong. You want to tear the city up. Go get educated and learn how to rechannel that energy into something that benefits you. You know, that's one of the most profound things. And my daddy told me a lot of profound things. But he said, you know what? If you're going to have a party, party with a purpose. He said, all folks want to do, you know what I'm talking about? Oh, you want to jump. For what? Where's your purpose in that? Where's your party with a purpose? Which brings me to my other point. Let me talk about this person first, because I absolutely love this young guy. And he's got a Kickstarter. And his company is called Chicago Coffee. Young brother. Now, I want to see if I can get every last one of y'all who's about to throw a bottle, break something up. Can I get all y'all to just put $10 towards that brother? I promise you I can't. Now, if I can, I'll be the first person I get on TV and apologize. But I want to see if everybody was standing up there mad, talking about you tired. This is how you get tired, people. You support a brother who's about to make it happen. He's about to jump it off. But he needs your help. He needs your help. So instead of tearing up a building, reach in your pocket, help this brother hit his goal so that you can say, okay, now I know there's a brother that I helped hit a goal. He'll eventually, I'm sure, give a class, teach us how he did it so that we also can get a come up. But no, y'all, you're standing in line to tear something down. Oh, everybody was on point. They was, you know, they was on fire, ready to tear building up. Get that same freaking fire behind a young brother with Chicago Coffee, spelled C-H-E. C-H-E. Okay. C-A-G-O. Chicago Coffee. This brother has thought of an app, and here's the tragedy. There's so many of y'all, so freaking talented. It blows my mind. That's why I go get my braids back, because I'm telling you, I'd be bald-headed because I'm just like, oh my God, the talent. I went to this girlpreneur show. I'm telling you, when I got home, I was full. You know, I cry when I'm super happy. I cry when I'm super sad. I just, you know, I'm full of tears. But come on, people. Come on. You mean to tell me you can't go to your phone, go to Chicago Coffee, say, hey, let's help this brother out. This is a brother who's living in Inglewood, doing everything he can to get his way out, to get his family out when he has one. Brother's so smart, he doesn't even have any children yet. He's trying to build. He's trying to build. He said, I can't feed me. I know I can't feed a baby. That's how we want brothers to think. Believe it or not, we do. So for the brothers who are on that page, please go to Chicago Coffee on Kickstarter. Please go and help this brother out. Turn that negative energy into something positive, because that's what I'm tired of. Everything is negative. It's like, God, dog, if y'all seek joy, you're going to find it. God said, seek joy in everything. Quit looking for a fight. Every time I look up, you looking for a fight. That's why I tell people, don't go to my page telling me, make this go viral. Make that, make this go viral. Go to Kickstarter. Go to Chicago Coffee. Support that brother. And you know what? Oh, I'm going to talk about folks so bad. My people, if it doesn't happen. Because you know what? I had a cousin. Not had. I have. Beautiful cousin. And she started something at the school, a high school she went. She said, you know what? I want to start a scholarship program. So when these babies leave home, we can give trunk parties and they can, you know, go off with their towels and everything they need in their little dorm rooms. She's got over 2,500 people on her page. She said, guess what? Everybody give me $1. Give me $1. $1. And actually, I was upset with her. I said, why would you ask for a dollar? That's so piddly. Why would you ask everybody to give you $20? Everybody got $20. You know, at some point, even if you did it five times, four times each week. Yeah, come on. She said, no, I just $1. I want to just see. Well, I'm not even going to tell you, because y'all already know she didn't even get a fraction of that. And half of it she put in. You know what? If I was at her event, I would have had to have on a big hat and some sunglasses out of shame. Just shame. Because every freaking day I'm getting something saying, oh, make this go viral. Oh, make this go viral. When somebody's talking about what's going on, quit talking and do. Do. Be able to stand up somewhere and say, you know what? I helped that brother with Chicago Coffee. Boom. I helped that person. Because I'm telling y'all, did you know God said, I'm giving you an account? You got to give an account. And tearing up the city is not one of them. I promise you that. But do you know, maybe you don't know how good it would feel to say, guess what? I gave over there to the Bulldogs, the mighty, mighty Bulldogs. And I helped some kid go to college. I don't even know who it is. And let me tell you, I'm going to tell you, it's trifling. Because a complete stranger gave me a kidney, part of his life, risked his life to save my life. And she couldn't get a freaking dollar. Freaking dollar. And here this guy's almost, his Kickstarter is almost ended. And you mean to tell me y'all can't help him? You can't make it happen? Do not go on my page asking anything to freaking go viral unless it's viral, because there's so much money in the Bulldog's account and this brother has gone over his goal. Unless those, please don't do it, because it pisses me off. Because y'all already know all this. Police officers kill black men. Okay, it's been going on 400 years. Quit telling me that. We got brothers trying to keep from getting killed. Where's your money for that? Make that go viral. Because I'm sick and tired of hearing it. I'm sick and tired of it. What I want to hear is some good stuff. You want to go on my page? Put some good stuff. Charm, Kickstarter, Chicago Coffee, the young brother that you love so much and admire so much, coming from Inglewood out of the pits of hell, and he done climbed his way out without a blemish. Make that go freaking viral. The next 20 brothers that put that on the page on Charmin Edwards, go to my page, put it on. Say that. Charm, look, because see, y'all staying too much negative energy. That's why you can't expect nothing good to happen in your life. You staying in a vacuum that is full of pain and hatred, and you can't think positive in that. So I'm here to tell you, I know what positive thinking does. It brings on positive people. I mean, y'all have even gone so far as to talk about who could wear a Black Panther Halloween costume. Are you freaking serious? I want to see every nationality in the Black Panther costume. They have a right. I don't know right to no Black Panther to tell people who can wear what. What is wrong with y'all? It's about celebration of culture. It's a celebration of culture. I love the Asian wear when they get all dressed up in their, you know, in their culture. It's beautiful. Oh, and don't talk about my people in India. It's beautiful. And here, I mean, so somebody wants to wear African stuff? Okay. You want to be Black Panther? Okay. Because I promise you, if my boys were little and we had the same neighbors, everybody would have been Black Panther. Black, white, Asian. I'd have had my three Black Panthers. Get your minds right. This is supposed to be about love and finding peace. What y'all trying to do, separate us again? It's not about a separation. So this is what I want to ask you to do. Yes, this kind of stuff upsets me because it's unnecessary. Now, when somebody asks you for a dollar and they raise 200 and it's 2,500 people, I can't even tell you how ticked off I get. But I do want to thank the folk that have contributed to Chicago Coffee, because the brother did write and go up, and I've been sending emails out asking y'all to support him. And those of you who have, God saw it. And see, here's what I want people to know. That's the only thing that matters, is God saw it. That's what matters. And I keep trying to tell people that. You keep looking, trying to get validation from other folk. Let me tell you something from a person who went from being on a dialysis machine, getting stuck with needles every other day, to a kidney transplant, cancer. Baby, ain't nobody, when I tell you nobody gonna look after you like Jesus, I'm here to tell you ain't nobody gonna look after you like Jesus unless it's somebody connected, so connected and so in love with God that they gonna see about you. And you gonna see how many of those there are. Get in some trouble. Need some help. Watch. Watch. Because God's going to move the right people. Because, baby, you ain't seen dirty until you are in pain and hurting and sick and hungry and tired. So I'm asking y'all to please stop the madness. Go vote. Go vote. Dig in your wallet. Like I'm going to say, what's in your wallet? Let's take Chicago Coffee to the top. Because you know what it shows people? That you do love. There's love for one another. There's love for Black men. If everybody hating on Black men and we hate Black men too, what? Those young brothers need all of our love. All of it. So I'm asking y'all to support Chicago Coffee. I'm asking y'all, don't put anything negative on my page. Don't ask me to make anything go viral unless it's something positive. Unless a brother is doing something and he needs some help from us, don't do it. I don't need to hear anybody else tell me about Donald Trump, because Donald Trump going to be Donald Trump. And like my mama said, even when it's all said and done, he's still Donald Trump. Leave him alone. Vote. Take care of one another. Love. Help. Hope. And at the end of the day, where's your light? Where's your light? Where'd you shine your light to help who? Because you know what? God is watching. With that said, I'm going to go on and go and get ready and finish the end of my day. But once again, this is Charmin, the inventor of Rock Your Locks, looking for curl friends to do business with. And know that I love you. Know that I truly just love people. And the only way to help is to help one another. Oh, yeah. And get you some Rock Your Locks. They'll be on Zulily this weekend. 14th, 15th, 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th of this month. Lord, I almost forgot that plug-in. All righty. This is Charmin coming at you from the cooling room. All right. Be blessed. God is watching.